standard preliminary and final plat submitted by CSA Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall and Justin T. Simonson as agents for Hunter Green, who request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract 43, northerly portion thereof, Alvarado Gardens Unit 2, zoned RA and located at 2827 and 2837 Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest between Candelaria Road and Campbell Road Northwest, containing approximately 1.675 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, Mexico, 871744, serving as agent.
Thank you, sir. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
So this project is looking to take the existing portional tract in the south there and subdivide it in order to create residential lots, kind of fed through a private access easement in the south. We are also taking, there is a portional tract 16A1 that is north of what I just described, and kind of redistribute that into lot 6A to the north by the owner that owns that portional 16A1. So they would retain their portion to the south of their existing residence there, and their remainder would be distributed between the lots to the south that we're creating, as well as a sort of created portional lot 6B that would be conveyed over to MRGCD for them to use as part of the sort of drainage right-of-way that is further west of these subject properties. There are a number of easements granted. I'm not going to go into all, I guess, the specifics of it. I just note that there is easement 6 is hatched with these diagonal lines for private use and enjoyment easements. And that's granted with the plat in order for the neighbors to kind of have room for parking and kind of these sort of shared areas on the margins of these lots. So with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let's see if there's any public comment then, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So again, this is agenda item 4, request for minor preliminary plat at 2827 and 2837 Rio Grande. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on those items. That item, rather. Scrolling through the participant list, I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item 4. Last call for public comment on agenda item 4. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's an availability statement, 250208. It's been issued and has the conditions for service in there. They do require some public extensions that will need to be guaranteed or placed on an infrastructure list prior to sign off or constructed, of course. And then that's it. Objections. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Any questions about that, Mr. Mulhall?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We did provide an infrastructure list and expect that to be financially guaranteed for the public improvements for sidewalk, water and sewer, and so on. And that is in that infrastructure list. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you'd please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Let's see, is he here? Did I lose him? Looks like he may have dropped off. Oh, yeah. There he is. Looks like his screen went dark. Let's table the hydrology comments while we get Mr. Chen back online. Let's go next to transportation, Mr. Ernest Armijo. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Let's go next to code enforcement. Who'll be presenting those comments?
I will be, Attorney Officer Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra, and please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, code enforcement has listed a couple of comments. The first one being all prior comments or all prior code enforcement comments have been addressed and or noted. Variance to lot size should be noted on the final plat as per IDO 6602, where it reads any variances granted that are associated with any site plan or grant or other approval shall be noted on the approval site plan or other approval. Other than that, code enforcement has no further comments or objections.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Mulhall, any questions about that?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I do note that we don't have that note on the plat yet, and so we will add that prior to sending it for signatures. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Whitney Phelan, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Thank you. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Creation has no comments or objections to this requested action. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to Jay Rodenbeck. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Mr. Just want to know if Tiquan Chen has re-entered the meeting. Hopefully his technical issue.
Oh, great. Thank you, sir. Let's go next to hydrology then. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry, I have some difficulty with Zoom. Just frozen. My screen was just frozen.
No worries.
Tiquan Chen Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer step date of June 24th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Let's see. I believe up next are the planning department comments. Who'll be delivering those?
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Thank you. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to note for the record, I kept my camera off because when I turned it on, it kicked me out. So I'm having Zoom issues as well. I apologize.
No worries.
Okay, the variance to the lot size should be noted on the final plat as per IDO 6602. Any variances granted that are associated with the site plan or other approval shall be noted on the site plan or other approval. The existing buildings on the site, which encroaches on the lot boundaries between 3, 4, and 4 and 5, must be removed prior to final sign-off. Evidence of the demolition of the building must be submitted. The project and application numbers must be added, as well as the DHO approval date. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. I'll place these in the chat box.
Thank
That's
you.
it.
Thank you very much. Ms. Mulhall, any questions about those items?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. No, we did note that we will add the note for the variance. We know we need to add that. And then we did provide photographs of the demolished site that the residences and buildings on the south parcel that we're looking to subdivide. Those have all been cleared away. Lot 6A remains. That's just a private residence that kind of was just involved through that 16A parcel. So, we did provide photos, but I, realized kind of in hindsight we didn't revise the site sketch, so that might be a point of confusion that those buildings, were still there when they are not. Thank you.
I see. Okay. Thanks for confirming that. Mr. Rodenbeck, I don't think we've got you sworn in if you don't mind raising your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Go ahead, sir.
Ryan, well, I guess I should ask the lead planner first, Anthony Montoya. Anthony, do we have that evidence on file?
I was going to ask that question. Are they in ABQ plan? Because I did not see them in the file folder, but I can go back and check. I
This
don't
is,
know where they were sent to.
this run with Cartesian. It was part of the sensitive site analysis sheet. We showed those photos of the demolished site, and so I realize it might not have been a separate, PDF that you might have been looking for. But it was part of that sensitive site analysis sort of write-up. So there's photos on the later sh photos. So if you keep going, that was what it was existing. And then this is the demolished view now.
Okay.
Okay. I will update my comment.
Thank you.
And this is Jay Rodenbach. I just want to confirm if Shahab is here, if we want to have you update that site sketch. Shahab, are you still here?
Yes. What was the question? I apologize.
So the question is, there is a building encroaching on a lot line that we are going to require a condition of approval for, that they provide proof of demolition prior to final sign-off of the plat by you. They provide visual proof of that, but the site sketch still shows the building, correct, Ryan?
Yeah, this is run with Cartesian. That's correct. We had the site sketch provided showing existing apartments and residences on tract A and lots 4 and 5, and those were cleared away, but we hadn't updated the site sketch to show just all that had been cleared away. So that's just what we provided at sketch before the demolition occurred. And we show updated easements and everything, but we didn't, have notes on this site sketch saying that these, structures have been demolished.
Yeah, Shahab, do we want an updated site sketch from Ryan?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. No, we should be fine. I mean, it's on record that it's been removed, so it's fine.
Thank you, sir. Let me just get you sworn in, Mr. Beazar. If you'd please raise your
Sure.
right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Since I'm on, Mary, bring up something else
Yes,
since I'm
sir.
talking. I just had a quick question. There was this track in the back area. Is that going to be used for access, the long, skinny track 6B?
This is run with Cartesian. No, sir, that tract is going to be conveyed over to MRGCD in order to become part of the Duranus Ditch and Duranus Hesekia. And so you can see on sheet 2 of the site sketch, there's a lot line L8 where that parcel ends. And so there will kind of be, I believe it's like kind of a compressed trail leading up to that L8 point. But everything west of that L8 line will be conveyed over to MRGCD. And so that lot 6B, can essentially be considered part of that Duranus right away.
What about the stuff, the area to the east of L8? Because it shows like a secure right of way just to the south of that. Do we need to dedicate anything on that portion to MRGCD or no?
This run with Cartesian, easement 1 is part of that Hesekia right away. We kind of had it doubly shown as easement and right away, with kind of our labeling style there, just
Got it.
given kind of the different ways it had been referred to in the record. And that's why, and it's off-site, it's not on our subject lots, but that's why there's kind of duplicated labeling for that easement 1/ Hesekia right away to the west and south of that 6B parcel. And so we just wanted that clarified. Thank you.
Sure. An additional question. This is here, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Shahab again. So there's that irrigation ditch that continues a lot too, then extends to the south and then east. Do we need to grant an easement on top of that for the irrigation ditch? Or do they require any type of improvements to keep that maintained as a ditch? Because it kind of feeds some other lots.
So the site sketch shows it best if you'd like to go back to that. But the irrigation ditch is south of our subject lot lines. And so you can see that the lines for that irrigation ditch.
Can we zoom into lot one, please? So there's that irrigation ditch that comes through lot one, then goes south.
Okay, I see what you're
So
showing.
I believe we probably need to, and I'm assuming that Because typically MRGCD wants to make sure that those ditches are maintained and they are basically not cut off for the use of other folks. So I think we probably may need to add easements on top of that irrigation ditch.
Mr. Beazar, let's see. I see Justin Thor Simonson with the hand raised. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, Justin Simonson, 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, with Isaacson and Arfman, also agent for this property.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Shahab, I just wanted to let you know we are planning to reestablish that irrigation ditch. It is a private irrigation ditch, not part of MRGCD's system as we know it. It does serve the lots to the south of our subject property, and we plan to reestablish it within the Acequia right of way slash easement, which is easement one offsite, and then in easement two, which is along our south property line on the adjacent parcels that it does serve. So we are working with all those lot owners to get it reestablished in the, I mean, on the south, it's already on their property, but we're just with our development, we're going to be disturbing it and stuff. So we're reestablishing that whole area, working with those adjacent neighbors.
Great. So typically, okay, no, that this is Mr. This is Shahab Beazar again, Mr. Hearing Officer. No, thanks for that clarification. So we also typically, when MRGCD is involved, we like to get their signature block on the plat to make sure that they are okay with everything that is happening. But okay, that's good. So we need to, once you get that going, we need to get some sort of concurrence from the property owners that that's happened, or have proof of that, or some sort that that's accomplished.
So this is.
And, oh, go ahead, Ms. Small.
Yeah, I was gonna say this ran with Cartesian. We are showing that signature from MRGCD on September 30th for their approval of the plat. I'm not sure if they were aware of sort of that relocation effort for the existing irrigation ditch on that lot one. But would it be possible, I guess, to tie that to the IIA perhaps? I don't know if that's the preference for Mr. Simonson, but that was my initial instinct there. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Shahab Beazar. That would be fine. Yeah, because we're going to be working in MRGCD right away, I guess, for to reestablish that ditch. So that's a good idea. We probably could make it part of the construction plan and get their signature on that as well and add it to the infrastructure list.
Does that work for you, Mr. Simonson?
This is Justin Simonson. Yes, we can add it to the infrastructure list and make it part of the grading plan, the final grading plan that we plan to submit.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck.
Hey, Rebecca, thank you, Mr. Greenhouser. Anthony, could you share the infrastructure list? I don't believe we've seen that. Okay. Just wanted to make sure we got that in there and was displayed on the record. All right. So this is Jay Rodenbeck. Anthony, well, I don't believe we have a recorded IIA as a condition of the approval. We'll need to add that in to the chat.
Okay. Does this infrastructure list need to reflect the relocation or reestablishment of that ditch or
That's going to be my next question, Mr. Hearing Officer, for Mr. Beazar. Shahab, do we what do we want to do on the, do you want anything with the infrastructure list?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. Jay, we keep losing you, but yes, we need to add that item onto the infrastructure list.
Okay.
This is Ryan with Cartesian. Just like a point of clarification, I guess, would that be added as one of these itemized objects like on this shown page, or on the page below, there's also areas for notes. And so we have the note about the stormwater ponds and items like that. Would it be more appropriate to have the irrigation ditch noted here?
Mr. Inner Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. That would be fine. Yeah, as long as the note is fairly clear, where the ditch is and where is it going to go.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Beazar, while I have you there, you had mentioned something about the concurrence of neighbors. Could you elaborate on that? Is that still a suggested requirement of which neighbors would need to consent?
Mr. Engineer Officer, I think as long as the ditch is reestablished and that continuous water is going getting to their ditch, I think we should be fine. We're not
Okay.
going to, yeah. But I just
Thank
wanted to
you.
make sure that they won't get cut off because, but as if there are, we're going to look at that as part of the DRC plan and make sure that that connection is getting reestablished.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, let's see. Let's go back to Anthony Montoya. Were there any other comments that you had?
I posted them in the chat. I do have a question. So, what was the last part that Shahab wanted besides the recorded IAA? How is the note worded that he wants on the infrastructure list?
We could work that out on the details of the awarding, but the irrigation ditch on lot one is going to be reestablished within MRGCD right away to provide continuous irrigation water flow to the properties to the south.
Okay, thank you. I just want
Thank
to
you.
clarify.
That makes sense to me. Does that work? Does that language work for you, Mr. Simonson, Mr. Mulhall?
This is Justin Simonson. Yes, I'm typing it up now, adding it in, and we'll get that out to staff.
Great. Okay. Anything else from the applicant team? All right. And I just wanted to note that in my capacity as ZHE, I reviewed and approved the variance on that was requested on this same property. And my decision on that variance matter has no bearing on the merits, or my decision on the on this case. Each stands independently on its own merits. Okay, if there's nothing further, I believe this matter is ready for decision. And so this is agenda item 4, and it's PR 2024 010352, minor plat 2025-00055, request for minor preliminary final plat. Excuse me. And I hereby approve the stated item and project number. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the variance to the lot size will be noted on the final plat. Secondly, the project and application numbers must be added. The date of the DHO approval must be added to the plat. And prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be submitted. Also, a recorded IIA is required, will be required. And I believe that concludes agenda item 4. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.